Think about starting a totally new chapter, right? Where every single day holds this potential for like amazing new friendships. That's really what we're diving into today with North Hill Retirement Community. It's this idea of a, you know, a blank slate for new stories, new connections.
Well, what's really fascinating here, I think, is how North Hill actually positions its residents. Well, they are the most important amenity. It's really about the human connections, not just the buildings or the gardens.
Right. So it's more than just facilities.
Exactly. So our mission today is kind of exploring how North Hill actually cultivates these deep, lasting friendships. What's the mechanism?
Okay, so let's get into that. Here's where it gets really interesting for me. North Hill isn't just a place to live. It's described as a hub for a multifaceted and multidimensional individuals. We're talking people 65 and older from all these diverse professional backgrounds. You know, science, academia, business, art. It's quite a mix.
And if we connect that to the bigger picture, that range, that diversity in backgrounds is really seen as the essential ingredient in North Hill's vibrancy. It just naturally sparks curiosity, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And creativity, too, just through sharing stories, different perspectives.
So it sounds like friendship isn't just left to chance there, then. It's like built into the daily life.
Very much so. It's intentionally structured for social interaction.
How so? Like, what does that actually look like day to day?
Well, whether it's, you know, fitness classes, lectures, music programs, even things like gardening groups, residents find common interest pretty easily.
Okay.
And the source material mentions things like dining together creates opportunities for conversation, laughter. Cultural events bring people together over shared interests.
In clubs and committees, too, right? For collaboration.
Exactly. Encouraging collaboration, building things together.
So how do those sort of casual chats over dinner or in a class turn into something deeper? How do acquaintances become, you know, really strong friends?
Ah, that's the key question, isn't it? It's really through these consistent shared activities. It's not just one-off events. It's the regularity, the shared experiences over time that lead to, well, deeper understanding and connection. You start to really know people.
Right. It moves beyond just polite conversation.
Precisely. It bypasses the superficial.
And the stories. I mean, imagine meeting someone who started a university innocence project, or someone who was an international diplomat, or even the person who wrote a biography of Dr. Seuss. These are real examples, right?
Yeah, snippets of the lives people there have lived. It's incredible.
So how do these stories actually connect people? How do they become more than just interesting facts?
Well, what's fascinating here is that it's not just about, you know, intellectual stimulation, though there's plenty of that. It becomes a place where residents genuinely encourage one another, inspire one another. They form bonds that really feel like family.
Wow, like family.
Providing that strength, laughter, comfort.
Yeah.
Especially when maybe someone needs it most.
Yeah.
It builds real emotional support.
Wow. That's powerful. So the community provides the setting, the opportunity.
Exactly. The fertile ground, you could say. But, you know, it's still important that residents choose to engage, to open up. It's a two-way street, even in a place designed for connection.
That makes sense. It still takes that personal step.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, what North Hill shows us is, well, that new friends really can become great friends even later in life. Each introduction is like opening a door to a new story, a new perspective, maybe even a new joy.
And that's the real reward, isn't it? Choosing a community like North Hill. It's the people, the stories, the friendships. They fill each day with, well, warmth and light. It's a continuous journey, really. Growth, learning.
It sounds like a truly vibrant place. So if you're curious, if you want to explore this community yourself and maybe see it firsthand, you can actually schedule a tour. See for yourself how these connections happen. Just go to https.www.northhill.org/contact-us.